Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Biden and Israel. Israelis strike hospital. Or do they? Deporting Hamas supporters. And another prison escape. It's all coming up. Then, Bill, we'll be here with your message of the day. But first, President Joe Biden in Israel today. Is this visit more of an insistence by the White House or an invitation from Israel? We may never know. But some are suggesting that this is going to slow military operations against the Gaza Strip until after Biden leaves Israel. Remember, Biden said on 60 Minutes last Sunday that he thinks it would be a big mistake for Israel to occupy Gaza. A wonderful example of media bias. There was an explosion at a hospital in Gaza. Hamas claimed immediately that the death toll was 500 and that it came from an Israeli rocket. Now, you would think that the media would wait 10 seconds before reporting whatever Hamas says, considering what they just did last week. But immediately, a New York Times headline, Israel strike kills hundreds at hospital. Palestinians say at least 500 dead. Israeli strike. Many other news outlets reported the same. And didn't take long before evidence came out that this was in fact a rocket that was launched by Hamas, failed in midair, and landed on the hospital. The New York Times has changed their headline to at least 500 dead in blast at Gaza Hospital. The bias is strong in our media. Senator Tom Cotton joining Marco Rubio and saying that the Department of Homeland Security should deport foreign nationals who have voiced support for Hamas, a registered terrorist organization. But he went a step further, saying that not only does Homeland Security have the ability to do it, the legal authority, but they have a mandate they must. He said federal law is clear that any alien who endorses or espouses terrorist activity or persuades others to endorse or espouse terrorist activity or support a terrorist organization is inadmissible and must be deported. There was another prison escape. This one in Georgia, actually four people. One of them was held on a murder charge. 24, 29, 37, and 54-year-old climbed out of a damaged window in a day room and passed through a cut fence and then hopped into a car that was there waiting for him. It was 3 a.m. The jail is 80 miles outside of Atlanta. The murderer is still on the loose. This is after that man escaped a prison in Pennsylvania, was on the loose for 14 days. And 3 weeks ago, a prisoner from Missouri was caught. He was on the loose for 3 months. Seems to be happening more than I ever thought it did. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, with President Biden's job approval rating now below 40%, according to a new Associated Press poll, doom is approaching the Democratic Party. In fact, the only thing standing between that party and total collapse is Donald Trump. Many dumb voters are still so dismissive of Mr. Trump, they seem to be willing to vote again for an incompetent leader who is harming the nation in profound ways. Open border, punishing inflation for necessities, weakness abroad, that's just for starters. The Biden re-election campaign is headed by entertainment mogul Jeffrey Katzenberg, a liberal zealot. It raised a whopping $71 million in the third quarter of this year, almost double what Donald Trump raised. Much of the Biden money is coming from wealthy leftists, and if you work in Hollywood and old Jeff calls, you had better write that Biden check. Back in the late 1970s, Jimmy Carter was a deeply unpopular president who presided over gasoline shortages and a brutal economy. Iran humiliated Carter by holding 66 American hostages in Tehran. On the day Ronald Reagan defeated Carter, the mullahs released the American captives. Mr. Biden is a worse chief executive than Carter, in my opinion. If Donald Trump was not the leading Republican candidate, I think Biden's poll numbers would be even lower. No matter, I believe old Joe will not be on the ticket in 24. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Carol says, I will be outraged if Biden travels to Israel as he has no business being there. Biden has never traveled to East Palestine, Ohio, to confront residents. Well, that's true. He never went to Ohio because he knows Ohio is a Republican state, so why is he going to go there? But Israel, he should go. I have no objection to that. Maria, concierge member, love what you bring to the forefront in the news, Bill, and your historical background. You know, I combine journalism and history. It's the only people who do it. The only ones. Mary Melling, Platt Smith, Nebraska. Bill, have you considered the possibility that billions of dollars of equipment and weapons left to the Taliban in Afghanistan got sold to Iran or given to Hamas? There's no evidence of that, and we would know. They would have U.S. markings. There would be evidence. It would be there. There is no evidence of that. I think the Taliban just kept those weapons. Right? Tessa Kaysen, San Diego, in your message today, you wrote, who is making the decisions for Joe Biden, his staff? Who is leading our country if not Biden? Tessa, we already did this. I gave you all the names. And if you are a premium or concierge member, you can get a transcript on BillO'Reilly.com of that report. But I know you can't watch every show. I understand. But we've already done it. We ran down all the names of the people in the White House who are telling Biden what to do. Catherine Williams, Livermore, California. I'm confused about the digital dollar. Should I leave my money in the bank? Stop with the digital dollar stuff. Stop. I mean, this is not a reality. This is just cooked up garbage to get you to click onto some stupid website. Just keep your money in the bank. God. In a moment, something you might not know.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 4 years ago today, the State Department ended its internal probe into Hillary Clinton's email fiasco. 36 months after the saga began, investigators concluded that Mrs. Clinton did not deliberately mishandle classified information, Here is the story. In March 2015, the New York Times reported Hillary Clinton used a private email server to transmit correspondence while serving as Secretary of State under Barack Obama. By September, Mrs. Clinton admitted the existence of an independent network, but insisted the material was handled appropriately. She eventually submitted 55,000 pages to federal investigators. Before handing over the emails, Clinton's team intentionally deleted more than 30,000 messages. Hillary claims the documents were personal in nature. The FBI concluded that 110 emails did contain classified information. 7 were listed as top secret. On October 28, 2016, just 11 days before the presidential election, FBI Director James Comey confirmed the investigation into Mrs. Clinton remained open. On November 6, 2 days before the vote, Comey declared Hillary cleared of any wrongdoing. The State Department concluded its own investigation October 18, 2019. The 9-page report made the following conclusion, quote, "While there were some instances of classified information being inappropriately introduced into an unclassified system, by and large, the individuals interviewed, including Secretary Clinton, were aware of security policies and did their best to implement them in their operations," unquote. And here's something else you might not know. The saga surrounding Hillary Clinton's private server continues to this day. Mrs. Clinton still blames the FBI for her 2016 defeat to Donald Trump. As Trump points out, the Clinton scandal is proof of corruption at the Department of Justice. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.